When the private evangelical Taylor University announced Vice President and former Indiana Governor Mike Pence would give the commencement speech this past weekend, the backlash was almost immediate. WBOI's Barb Anguiano spent commencement day on campus, gathering varying opinions about the Vice President's visit.
Dana Gotham traveled from California to watch her daughter graduate with a degree in social work. She says while her daughter told her it was surprising to her that the Vice President would give the commencement address, Gotham didn't think too much about it because she didn't realize the Vice President's connections to the state.
No sabíamos que él iba a venir.
I guess he used to be governor in the state. I don't know anything about that. Gotham is Latina. She says she understands Pence is controversial because he's Donald Trump's Vice President and the administration's treatment of immigrants. But she says she was there to support her daughter and felt the Vice President's presence didn't affect her. If anything, I'm excited to see him. But one Hoosier, Michael Feit, felt the need to protest from across the street. For hours, he held a hard-to-miss rainbow pride flag in silence. He says he has LGBTQ plus family and hasn't forgotten Pence's tenure as Indiana governor and stance on LGBTQ plus rights. In 2006, then-Indiana Congressman Pence was one of more than 100 sponsors to support the Marriage Protection Amendment, which aimed to define marriage solely between a man and a woman.
What would you say to the Vice President, you know, if you could talk to him right now?
You can't put that on air. I'm being honest. I have no filter.
Thank you so much. President Haynes, Board of Trustees, faculty, staff, family, distinguished guests, it is an honor for us to be here at the Kessler Center for the commencement ceremony of the Taylor University Class of 2019. Congratulations. You made it.
The Vice President's visit to his home state garnered a lot of media attention, not because he was delivering a commencement address, but because of where. Students and faculty were able to peacefully protest the Vice President's commencement address by walking out before he began. But student David Musselman says this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and should be embraced as such.
I'm sure people will remember this for the rest of their lives. I couldn't even remember who spoke at my brother's graduation 3 years ago. And I'll remember this the rest of my life.
Musselman started the I Like Mike campaign on campus a few weeks back in response to the backlash against the Vice President.
My name is Christine Newman Ahmiller. I'm a Taylor grad, and I'm protesting because Taylor stands for people with a servant's heart. And Mike Pence does not have a servant's heart, and I don't believe he is deserving of speaking at Taylor University.
Newman Ahmiller and her sister, Marilyn Dodds, are both Taylor alumni. Their father also worked for the university. They both say they were disappointed Taylor chose Pence to deliver the commencement address because they say he doesn't represent the service-driven mission at the core of the school's curriculum. Newman Ahmiller says it's tradition for Taylor graduates to receive a servant's towel along with their diplomas. The towels allude to Jesus Christ washing the feet of his disciples.
Giving Mike Pence a servant's towel does not reflect how he acts.
Vice President Mike Pence will also deliver the commencement address at the West Point Military Academy in New York on Saturday. For WBOI News, I'm Barb Anguiano.